Have you ever wanted to have one of those magical romantic European trips? Well, this woman is about to do just that. To get us into the mood and into the mind frame, I've a little bit of music for you, Lily. So Lily, you're standing under the Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah, I can
with your suitcase.
Am I happy to be in Paris? Oui.
Oui, oui, oui. Oui, oui. Are you practicing your Francais?
Well, like, leaving cert, French maybe might come into clutch, but I don't really know other than that now.
I'd say you'd have more than what you think. I'm joined this morning by Lily Kennedy. She has taken the time out before her big trip to Paris. And where else are you going? Tell us, Lily.
Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Graz, Ljubljana, Lake Bled, Florence, Milan and Lake Como.
How many different countries is that?
Is it 9? And then I'm doing 2 because Lake Como and Lake Bled are in, like, Lake Como is obviously in Italy.
Yeah.
And then Lake Bled is in Slovenia anyway. So you can, we're getting the train out. We're doing a day trip from Ljubljana. We're actually staying in Ljubljana and then we're going to Lake Bled then through that way. So it's 9.
If you haven't gathered already, Lily Kennedy is going interrailing. The Waterford women are hitting the trains of Europe this summer. Tell us a little bit about interrailing, first of all, for people that might know what it is. Is it a ticket or how does it exactly work?
So interrailing is basically you travel via trains. So I'm getting a flight, obviously, to Paris. But from there on, then we're getting trains from Paris to Amsterdam. So each kind of train is in and around 3 to 4 hours. And then we have kind of one overnight train from Graz to Ljubljana. So we have to get like 2 separate trains. We have to get a train at like 11 o'clock and then we'll get there at like 12. So that's only an hour. But then we have to get on another train at 1. But then we get there at like 6 or 7 a.m. But other than that, like, it's like getting a train from Waterford to Dublin, really. Like, do you know what? And you're not landing in Dublin, you're going from Paris to Amsterdam, like you're going.
And tell me, how many people are going on this trip and who are they and what's their stories?
So I'm going with actually 4 girls from college, or 2 girls from college and one of the lads from college as well, Rob, Grace and Tara. So the original plan was we'd set out to kind of do J1 and we were just kind of humming and honing and we had to put a deposit down and it was just kind of a bit too much with Trump and everything kind of going on over there at the minute. And we just kind of felt it was the safest option to just step back and maybe look at our options again and see kind of what else was available to us. Because I feel like when you're in college, all the options are really is just J1. No one really talks about Europe interrailing. I feel like it's very underlooked. I think it was just kind of a spur of the moment. One of us said, been like, what about interrailing? And all of a sudden, within an instance, we had an idea of where we wanted to go. And then it was kind of when we officially had to like sit down and like book the pass, we kind of were able to figure out, we kind of had Budapest planned, but it didn't suit our route. And then we had like another few kind of places. Graz is in Austria. Like, that was a place we originally hadn't planned to have gone to, but it looks lovely. Like, we've looked up videos on TikTok, we've made a few plans, but I honestly feel like I'm in for the best 4 weeks of my life, really.
It sounds amazing. It sounds hectic. How much planning is involved with a trip like this?
So we'd like go to the library and we'd be like, oh, we're going to now do a bit of our college work here, like, there. Do you know what I mean? And then we'd end up down in Starbucks trying to book things and whatnot. First of all, what we did was we booked the pass. So we actually, I think the pass that we got was you get to travel 10 days and use it within 2 months. For that, they recommend to travel from 9 to 11 countries. So that's what we're doing. We're doing 9 countries, but we're doing 11 trips because obviously we're doing the Lake Como and Lake Bled. And that pass basically gives us the opportunity to travel those destinations. And then after that, then that doesn't actually include your trains. So you have to book your trains separately. So although you have the pass, you can get on the train, you're not guaranteed a seat on the train. And we were like, well, we don't fancy standing for the duration of the train. So like 3-4 hours. And then obviously the overnight one, we would have made sure we got that one anyway. We got the tickets then. So the Interrail pass in total, I think we got a summer sale kind of thing on it. So it was 284. But I do think that's originally like 335, if I'm not mistaken, for the youth pass. So that's for ages 12 to 20.
Give us a little rundown because, unfortunately, last year was my year to avail of this youth pass, which I never used. And I'm kind of kicking myself now. But you got a youth pass. And is that a bit of a reduction if you're under the age of 20, 27, 28?
Yeah, so I think it ranges from ages 12 to 27. And I just think it encourages younger people. Say, like, for me, for instance, if America probably wasn't the way it was, I probably would have gone to America. And I would have never excised my options to even look into Europe travelling interrailing. And I do think that it is a little bit cheaper as well, that they do provide it a bit cheaper for younger people, I suppose, to entice younger people to travel Europe, and that there is other options out there. And that's what we essentially did. And it gives then like your flexibility to be able to travel across Europe. I think it's 32 countries. You can use the pass to look to travel to different countries.
Right, so yeah, there's lots of options, and yeah, then you so choose your route.
Exactly.
Yeah. And are there general routes, Lily, that people will go on? So you were mentioning the kind of trail that you're going on. Would that be a trail that many others would have done in the past, and there might be another option from Paris, and there might be, you could actually probably start off in a different location?
That's actually funny you say that, because we had a bit of difficulty actually with from Paris, because Paris is actually not a traditional interrailing route. So we actually had to book a train separately with a different company called like Eurostar. So we actually aren't using our Europass for that, because we really wanted to do Paris. And to be honest, where we messed up is not that we really wanted to do Paris. We got the flights for cheap from Paris. So that's what we actually had done first. We booked the flight. We saw the flights to Paris and we're like, oh my God, they were like €50. Book that. We'll start off in Paris. But sure, it ended up being that like we couldn't even get from Paris to Amsterdam then on via train. Like, so it was grand in the end. But so like, I do think like the traditional route, like Prague, Vienna, but I do think there has been like a resurgence in like lately, especially like I see online on TikTok that like Lake Bled has been popular lately. And like even me saying like Ljubljana, like a lot of people are like, oh, where is that? Or where is Graz? But like, I feel like they are part of a lot of routes. I just feel like, because again, interrailing maybe isn't so popular, that maybe people aren't as aware of like different parts of different countries. Yeah, I would say our route is quite traditional-ish.
With a little bit of a twist.
Yeah, with a little bit of a twist. Yeah, exactly. Like Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, Prague, kind of traditional. But I'm excited, to be honest. I've never been to Italy, any part of Italy. So we're going to Milan, Florence, and then we're doing the day trip to Lake Como.
And is Italy top of your list in terms of places you want to see if you were to prioritise them? But then the lovely thing about this, you'll probably come across places that completely blow your mind, exactly, that you weren't even that excited for. But Italy is definitely top of your list.
I would say so. I think it's just the whole scenic idea of Italy and like Lake Como, Milan, Florence, all that kind of, like, the only place I've been to before is Amsterdam. So I am in for a treat into all other countries. Yeah, I do think I'm just looking forward to every aspect of it in general. I'm just glad I'm going somewhere as well after finishing college and like have something to look forward to, because I feel like, you know, if it was just a plain kind of summer here in Ireland, not saying anything, but it's just, I feel like a lot of people do look to go somewhere after college as well. And then, yeah, packing a 20kg suitcase with me, bringing that with me. So,
yeah. So in terms of gear, tell us what you're bringing with you. Have you been looking up different videos online of what are the best items to pack or the most sensible items to pack?
Yeah, so I'm waiting for a bit of an order to come there. So I'm at lastminute.com as per usual. Yeah, so we've decided to bring a suitcase with us, which I know is a bit controversial because I know people do like to bring the rucksacks and whatnot. But we were told kind of from people's different experiences that the suitcases are kind of better, especially if like you're rummaging, looking for stuff and trying to find stuff. So 20kg suitcase is booked on, and I'm kind of just bringing like shorts, t-shirts, very basic stuff, just one pair of runners, a nice kind of going out pair of sandals, a day-to-day sandals, linen pants. Just, I'm making sure then I have enough knickers and socks.
You're like me, we're tall gals, so yeah, we don't necessarily need the high heels.
No.
And finally, if someone is interested in looking into interrailing, maybe you're under the age of 28, it should be said you still can go interrailing if you're over the age of 28. It's just that wee bit
discounted
more expensive.
Value.
Yeah, but what would you suggest to people if they were interested in maybe doing a bit of interrailing instead of a J1, or even if they're kind of saying, I'm in my 20s now, I want to do my travelling now, I don't want to go too far away from home, and I think interrailing is for me. What advice would you give them?
I'd say just go do what's best for you, first of all. Do you know, I do think, as I said, a lot of people do just say, oh, we're going on a J1, we're going to America. But like, sometimes that narrative can also be just very linear. And like, I do feel that is pushed on quite a lot of students. And personally, I don't really know many people going interrailing other than us. But maybe that's just my surroundings, maybe. I'm not too sure. So I can't really speak on behalf of everyone. But look beyond America and look beyond Canada, look beyond Australia. Because as much as these are great destinations and that I do want to visit one time in my life. There is other reasonable choices and like reasonable, like cheaper options as well. And like, that's what I did find as well, that Interrail was that bit cheaper than America. So, and at that same time, I'm getting to see 11 countries. Yeah, countries.
With so many different cultures. Yeah, exactly. Like, even if you were to compare France to Italy to Spain to Slovenia, like, just to get you in the mood for Italy, I think we have to play this one.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie,
that's amore. Lily, have the best time on your European trip. I hope you get a big pizza pie, lots of meatballs, beautiful food, and soak up that lovely culture and tell us all about it when you're back.
I cannot wait.
That is Lily Kennedy. You might know her from the news, but she's heading off Interrailing for the next month and it sounds like it'll be a blast. Thanks so much, Lily.
Thank you.